Let's turn to the Bible together, to the light and to the testimony. In these dark times we go, Psalm 125, security, Psalm 125, page 852. In the Pew Bible, there's an outline of the message for you on security in Psalm 125. That's in the bulletin to take notes and track with me through God's Word as we look at the Song of Ascents, the songs God's people sang together as they ascended to Jerusalem on their festival pilgrimages, Psalm 125. Let's hear God's word and receive it with believing hearts. A song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. You may be seated. So far, the reading of the Word of God. Let's keep the Bible open and handy for the message on security. Your congregation of Christ, brothers, sisters, and Lord, Jim Stoltz has been hiking American wildernesses, forests, as well as mountaintops for some 30 years. Busy taking pictures and running into wildlife and promoting conservation. He's run into grizzly bears. He's run into hostile moose. But the most scary time of his adventures so far is when he was busy stepping on this icy slope on a mountaintop, and he slipped and he was falling. And he kept going down this icy slope, and it was about 100 yards until he would fall off of a cliff and surely to his death. And he was busy, you know, trying to claw and dig his heels in, but to no avail. He kept slipping and falling, and he was in a frantic a panic moment. And he would often carry a guitar around his neck, and he thought, you know what, I'm falling on my stomach down. If you picture this, he's falling down, so he thought he'd flip over to at least see ahead his own demise. And when he flipped over, the neck of his guitar actually stuck into the ice and saved him. An unstable time where he experienced security by flipping. Dear friends, you need to flip tonight. We need to flip over and trust in the Lord. Can you experience that? We all have those moments in our lives. Maybe you're in one of those right now where you feel like you're free falling and you're slipping and falling and you're trying to stabilize your life. And dear friends, God is calling us to flip around, to look up, and trust in the Lord for security. I appreciate the word of the Lord as it comes to us. The Lord makes us as secure as Mount Zion, as secure as Mount Zion. There is your security. Trust in the Lord. And there's two really good reasons here to trust in the Lord, the capital L-O-R-D, God of the covenant, the God of promise, because He says, I will protect you, and I promise to keep my covenant for you. So first of all, there's a good reason to trust in the Lord tonight and always, and it's because God promises protection. Protection in verses 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. Congregation, Jerusalem, the city of peace, was safe because it was surrounded. It was surrounded by mountains, and that, at least for the most part, it was surrounded by mountains, and it was a safe and secure place for God's people to experience the peace of the Lord's protection. And the psalmists, as they are arriving in Jerusalem after this ascent or journey for the festival, perhaps a Passover, they look around and they're using their imagination now. And that's what the psalmist is calling us all to do. Picture the stability that your Lord gives you when you rely on him. The stability God provides is as stable as a mountain itself. You think of the Rocky Mountains. You think of the Shuanggang. Some of you can see it in your backyard, as it were. And no matter what season of the year it is, no matter if it's foggy out, no matter if some of that mountain range is on fire, remember that a couple of years ago? That mountain stays the same. It hasn't changed, really. It's immovable. And that's how safe God's people felt. No matter what is happening in their lives, all of the seasons of believer's experience and all of the ups and downs, the joys and the sorrows, they may trust in the Lord and find security in an insecure world. And they find security, dear friends, because the Lord himself, ultimately, and his promises cannot be moved. The Lord himself abides forever, just like Mount Zion itself. Mount Zion, congregation, is the place of God's promise. Mount Zion is the place of God's promise. And it struck me here, congregation, that you know what? The mountains come up in the Bible a lot more than the words grace, cross, mercy. Mountains come up a lot of times in the Holy Scriptures. And we need to be using our sanctified imaginations here, because God has made a covenant really on five mountains. Have you ever thought about this? I haven't necessarily thought about this myself, but you realize that God is the God who makes promises to protect his people, as the Lord who says, I'm your king, and I'm going to forever make you safe and secure. The Lord has made a covenant with Adam, and he did it on a mountain. Where do you read that in Genesis? Well, you don't read it exactly in Genesis. You read about it in Ezekiel, chapter 28. God made a covenant with Adam, with every human being, in other words, and he says, you obey me, you'll live. Disobey me, you will die. And I promise to make you live forever because of the covenant he would make with Noah. And on Mount Ararat, God made a covenant with Noah, never again to destroy this world with a flood. The Lord is the God of the covenant. He said, I'm going to make a way to rescue this wicked world. And he's kept that promise, hasn't he? And the Lord of grace has also made a promise on Mount Moriah. The Lord made a promise to Abraham to make his descendants as many as the stars in the sky, as many as the sands on the seashore. We're leading up here to Mount Zion, congregation, because all of these mountains are places of gospel promise. These are grace mountains. And yes, on that grace mountain of Mount Moriah, a father did not withhold his son from the Lord. Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac, and the Lord, who says, I'm going to raise up a seed for you, Abraham, was there to spare Isaac and ultimately to promise that a lamb would be provided. And then fast forward into the book of Exodus, God made a promise on Mount Sinai. He's the God who brought the law that we are to obey, but that covenant with Moses was also a covenant filled with great promises, that he said, I will make you my treasured possession. And now we get to Mount Zion. And Mount Zion is the place of God's promise. And on that Mount Zion, God made a covenant with David. With David to be king, to give him a kingdom that would last forever, that there would be a seed, a descendant of David, always occupying the Davidic dynasty throne. God would promise the priest king to rule forever. And dear friends, we see all of these mountains of grace demonstrating the permanent protection of God's love for his people, those who trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? It means to depend on the only one who can endure and does endure. That's what it means to trust in the Lord. It's to trust in the only one who endures, God himself. And then you'll experience stability. Great personal security. Why? Because you're as secure as this Mount Zion, all of these mountains of grace that are immovable and permanent, because the Lord himself keeps you safe. Your hiding place, your mighty fortress is made not by yourself. Then it would be unstable and insecure. There's no reason to trust in what's not trustworthy. It's as secure as the Lord himself, because the Lord is the one who builds and who constructs this mighty fortress, keeping you safe and secure from all insecurities, ultimately all insecurities and every instability that you face and experience. So many things change in your life and mine. Marriages change. Friendships change. Right, just when you thought you were just really, you know, in this groove of a routine, right, for months and years, and all of a sudden you wind up in the hospital, and your health has been taken away from you. Just when you thought you had a job locked in, almost like I'm going to retire, and all of a sudden the economy collapses, and you're out of a job, and you didn't follow the advice of Dave Ramsey, did you? Some people fall into these situations. You didn't have all of the savings all gathered together for a stormy season, financially speaking. And dear friends, God promises when you're depressed. God promises when you're afraid. The Lord promises when you can't sit still and I can't either, and when we can't get a good night's rest. Trust in the Lord, and he will provide you with security. When you are feeling insecure, it ultimately doesn't depend on your feelings. This depends, this stability and security depends on the Lord himself, the facts about the Lord who will not move in his mercy for you and for me. The Lord promises protection for those who trust in him. And the Lord has made a promises here in verses 3-5 of the text. The second lesson here, the Lord promises at least four gospel promises based upon the grace mountain covenant he has made with us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 3 of the text, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Congregation, the Lord promises to judge wrongdoers. And the scepter of wickedness is the staff that a king would hold, as it were, in his hand to symbolize his rule. It could be a rule of righteousness, or it can be a regime of wickedness. And you certainly read through the book of Kings and Chronicles, and you see both. You probably see more of the reign of wickedness. Think of the reign of King Ahaz. And my brothers and sisters, the Lord has shown us this evening that there is not only a scepter of wickedness that shall not rest back then, there is a scepter of wickedness that will not rest in our day and age, in our nation. when we have pro-life, seemingly pro-life politicians not that long ago saying they would protect the unborn and now are saying, flip-flopping, talking out of both sides of their mouths that we need to do what is reasonable. How many children, unborn children, must die in the womb for those who want to say, well, it's reasonable to wait until how many weeks before we can take the life of an unborn child? The scepter of wickedness is in our society as well, as many couples are renting the wombs of women to have children, and the FBI are finding out. That these couples only want children to abuse them. We live in a nation, congregation, where the scepter of wickedness will not rest. And we need protection from the Lord of promise. And thanks be to God, the Lord does judge. He does judge wrongdoers. And the Lord says, he's going to be saying one day, it's enough. He's going to show the wicked the door. The Lord is going to punish wrongdoers. The Lord is going to send justice to those who are cruel and depraved. Praise be to God, the Lord judges his enemies. Good news for those who trust in the Lord to come in justice. Bad news for those who carry the scepter of wickedness. And we rejoice that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that great Son of David who is now enthroned on the throne of David, a sovereign over heaven and earth to whom all authority belongs. And all of his enemies are becoming his footstool. Wicked educators, wicked politicians, wicked judges, and wicked lawyers. Thanks be to God. The Lord is promising justice. And let us give thanks to the Lord, those who trust in the Lord. The Lord promises to answer prayer. The Lord promises to answer a prayer. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good. That's a prayer to the Lord. Those who trust in the Lord pray that the Lord would do good to them. And the Lord promises to answer the prayers of his people. So let us trust in the Lord by praying when we feel insecure as we are surrounded by the wicked and such wickedness. Congregation, let us persistently pray. Let us call on the name of the Lord, and God does good to the righteous and to those who are good. God declares us, as by nature we are all wicked sinners, righteous in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He declares us good in the gospel of God's amazing grace through the finished work of Jesus Christ to make us good, to grow righteousness in us. And also by the spirit of adoption through the new birth of the Holy Spirit to make us, verse 4, upright in our hearts. The righteous, the upright, and the good, by God's grace, trust in the Lord. As we trust in the Lord, we experience security in this insecure world. The Lord promises to answer prayer. He certainly did that for Peter. The Lord interceded for Peter when he was sifted, when you are and I am put in the ringer of Satan who holds the scepter of wickedness. Jesus prays for us, and we feel secure. I hope we feel secure in the prayers of Jesus that the Father always answers. He restored Peter after falling. And the best of us stumble and fall, but we will not, because of the prayers of Jesus, will not permanently fall away from God's immovable mercy. Jesus prays in John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, Jesus Christ prays, and he prays in John 17, 11, Holy Father, guard them. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world. I don't want to raise my kids in this wicked world. Well, here's your time. It's our time too. These are the times of our lives that God ordains for us. Jesus prays for you and your family. And he's praying right now, don't take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. Jesus, the good King, prays and intercedes for you and for me. Trust in him, and you'll experience safety and security. And the Lord promises as well a safekeeping grace. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. The Lord promises safekeeping grace for those who trust in the Lord, who trust in his promises that are yes and amen in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that as faithless as we are sometimes, as hopeless as we are, loveless as we are sometimes, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I have begun a good work in you, and I will, and I am completing that good work for my day when you see me face to face. God will never, ever change his mind about you, the righteous, the good, the upright, by his grace, who trust in him and in him only. And the Lord promises them peace. Those who trust in the Lord, God promises a peace. Peace be upon Israel. And the Lord promises peace, congregation, to the new Israel of God. I'm hearing this a lot these days. A lot of people are asking me questions about Israel. What's going on in Israel? Iran's attacking Israel right now. And, you know, signs of the times and all of this. Well, dear friends, we have to realize that Israel rejected Jesus as their Messiah. That's Matthew 21. And God, they turned aside to their crooked ways. They would not embrace Jesus as their king. And so the Lord led them away out of his church. Israel is not in the Middle East right now. Israel, according to Galatians chapter 6 and Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 3, 27, 28, and Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, the church of Jesus Christ is the new Israel of God, made up of Jew and Gentile. And Romans chapter 11, 25 and following does say that God is going to gather in many Jews before our Lord Jesus Christ returns and embrace him as their Messiah. And so let's pray for the peace of Israel. But let us pray for the peace of the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the church trusts in her King, the Lord Jesus Christ, God promises you, dear friends, to calm and quiet your minds, to soothe and settle your souls, and inject your faith with a fresh joy, where we find true stability in these unstable times. But my dear friends, there's a warning here. Those who turn aside to their crooked ways, are you turning aside today? Are you saying to Jesus, get out of my life? Are you saying to Jesus, stay out of my life? Hymenaeus did, Demas did, Judas did, Alexander did. God says to those who turn away from him, who don't trust in him for the rest of their lives, he'll say, go ahead, have it your way. Depart from me, you evildoers. It's a warning for us all. To flip right now. And look up to the Lord. And trust in him. And trust in yourself. Don't trust in politicians or money. Don't build your own identity for security. Trust in the Lord, and nothing can separate you then from his love. Trust in him to forgive your sins and give you the stability and safety of eternal security now and forever. So that's application number one. Trust in the invincible love of Jesus Christ, the invincible love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who you realize what he did on Mount Calvary, that mountain of grace. He fulfilled all five covenants at one time. On that Mount of Calvary, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as it were, defies the temptations of the evil one himself, being obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And our Lord Jesus Christ came, and instead of destroying all of his enemies, spared many of his enemies as he sheds his blood for the forgiveness of all who trust in him and his finished work. Because he is the Lamb of God. The Father did not spare his Son from you. He freely gave him up for us all. So how much more then will he give us all things? And our Lord Jesus Christ, enthroned on the cross, right, as the priest king, inherits the heavens and the earth. The meek inherit the earth, and he reigns in victory as the risen king, whose kingdom is unshakable. Trust in this invincible love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, nothing can separate you from this love. Because, you know, don't you feel this way? And I do too. When we are journeying with Jesus and the people of God, and we start looking around, where'd so-and-so go? I don't see them anymore. They slipped away. How in the world am I never going to not turn away from the Lord? I'm just as weak and sinful as they are. They made a shipwreck of their lives and their faith. Thanks be to God, you can survive a shipwreck right here and right now. Trust in the Lord. But how are you going to survive? You're going to survive because God said, in the words of Eugene Peterson, he insists on being gracious. You can't get out of this contract of invincible love. Congregation, apostasy is something deliberate. You deliberately choose it. Peace be upon you. That's a pronouncement of Jesus. That nothing in all creation, in other words, you can't sin your way out of the safekeeping arms of God's love for you. So depend on the God who promises to defend you. Depend on this God who promises to defend you. This God who goes before you, who comes behind you, who is beneath you, who is beside you, now and always. Trust in him. And dear friends, how do you do that? Well, as we face all of the uncertainties, political, social, spiritual, emotional uncertainties in all of our lives, dear friends, in all of those uncertainties and instabilities, we need to be feeding our minds and our hearts with this imagination, picturing our life in Jesus Christ as immovable as Mount Zion. Trust in the Lord, and he will make you as secure as Mount Zion. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that in all of the changes of our lives, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for your invincible love, Lord Jesus, shown to us on Mount Calvary. We pray that we may trust in you and your blood shed to forgive our sins and give us everlasting life. We thank you for eternal security and safety. And we pray that we may trust you, Lord Jesus, and obey you. We pray that you would please keep us from ever saying to you, Jesus, get out of my life and stay out of my life. Lord, help, please keep us all from shipwrecking our faith, our marriages, our families. Lord, we need you. We pray that you would complete the good work you've begun in us. Lord Jesus, pray for us. Please break the scepter of wickedness in this country. Lord, have mercy on us. We pray that our leaders and that we may be a voice for the unborn and defend their lives. And we pray, Lord, for your healing mercies to redeem lives that are that choose, deliberately choose such wickedness and depravity. There but for the grace of God we would go. We pray that you'd use us, Lord, to share and show the love of Jesus, that we may point others to trust in you when they are insecure and unstable. And Lord, we ask that you would fill us with the hope that vengeance belongs to you and you will repay. So Lord, we ask that you would hear and answer our prayers and bless our offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give our gifts to the Lord at this time. The